Okay, next item.
Item number 8 from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, submitting an informational annual report on 2013 public funds. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, County Ordinance 5631 requires departmental officers who deposit funds to make a report to the county treasurer where those funds are being deposited. This is a report of all public funds, Milwaukee County funds, the deposits in financial institutions. When I first arrived here, a lot of these funds were in banks and institutions that were not collateralized above the FDIC limit of $250,000. I've been requiring that the major banks that we deal with provide that collateral, and we do a collateral agreement with Tri-City, U.S. Bank, and BMO Harris. These other deposits are fully collateralized, except I see that if you look on the second page in the bottom, there is a $305,000 at North Milwaukee Bank. $55,000 of that is not collateralized at this point. We don't get day-to-day reports on these deposits, but we do get an annual report. And we try to have departments transfer their money above that amount to a bank that has collateralized. And we really emphasize very much U.S. Bank has a major banking contract. We get the best return from them, that we put all deposits in U.S. Bank. There are reasons for some of these other departments to use other banks and financial institutions. Some have the ability to do so, like the sheriff, on his own. We have no control over it. It's a simple report to you to so you are aware of what's going on with county funds that are not controlled by the treasurer.
Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments on this report? If not, thank you, Mr. Diliberti.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Baird, do you just have item 9? Why don't we just do item 9 and dispose of that quickly before we...